Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Right, welcome back to the show. It's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and it's on WNN 1470 AM and also streaming live on holisticlifestylesradio.com and, of course,
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Welcome to the show. It's 9 o'clock. It's Sunday night. John Hollis. I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are, of course, streaming live on blogtalkradio.com. We are also on holisticlifestylesradio.com, streaming live. And most importantly, we are here at the mothership at WNN 1470 AM, right out of Boca Raton, Florida. We want to welcome our listeners to another Sunday night spotlighting recovery. And again, when we spotlight recovery, it's addiction recovery on Sunday night. That's one of the shows that we have, of course, on Monday nights, Monday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on the air all the way through same time slot through Friday. So Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. Mondays are nutrition and recovery. We have spirituality and spirituality views on Tuesday. We got vegan and fitness on Wednesday. Thursday, we got the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Open Forum, so you can just about hear anything on a Thursday. Friday, we have all about relationship issues, the whole relationship. We also have, of course, Christy Summers that is taking a small vacation right now.
A sabbatical.
Now. A sabbatical. And that's Dale. Dale Henson is the director, the executive producer of the show. And Dale, welcome to the show tonight.
It is so good to be here.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And you know, it's a lovely day when you can show up in life and go do beautiful things. Me and Dale had some time today. We went up to West Palm Beach, and we went to a really nice ranch. And, you know, for those of you who know me, they know I grew up right down the street in Poquet, New York, from a horse ranch. So it was like I walked into the tack room, and I smelled all that leather. Not only did it
and the dung.
Not only did it excite me, Dale, but I actually it brought back my memories of my childhood. And I got to tell you, I'm glad that we're talking about childhood. I love Facebook. You know, Facebook is like the thing that, you know,
comic book for adults.
It's amazing, man. You want to just talk about getting stuck on stupid for 4 hours, sit in front of Facebook, stuck on stupid. So here I am this past week. I'm going through Facebook. And some people from my fifth grade elementary class, Mr. Wells. Mr. Wells was, you know, we won't get into Mr. Wells at this point, but I will tell you, I'm not going to slander Mr. Wells tonight. He was actually, you know.
We'll say that for another
show.
We'll
say that. That's an entire hour, actually. But, you know, Mr. Wells was our homeroom teacher, and you know, I met some guys online, re-met them online after not speaking with them for a while. And David Orse is one of them. And I want to say hello to David Orse up there in the Poquag area and the Poughkeepsie area. Also, I'm going to read some stuff that he sent me, which was actually pretty good stuff.
Oh, cool.
So we're gonna go through that in a minute. But I do want to start this out by, most importantly, thanking our sponsors. Tonight's sponsors are the Hanley Center, Jocko's Automotive, and, of course, the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, and Chris D will be strolling in. Oh, that's right, he already did stroll, and he just gave us a wave. So Chris is going to be in, and he's going to be talking with us too, and we're going to be talking about recovery and highlighting recovery. We also have some things going on that need to be talked about. One of them is the Live from the 12-Step Music Fest, November 5th through the 8th, 2009. Myself and the staff of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on Saturday, November 7th, 2009, are starting at 4 p.m. and going to 8 p.m., broadcasting live from the 12-Step Music Fest.
Yahoo!
Woohoo! So we look forward to seeing you at the event. It's being held at the Shea. It's 25 miles north of Key West. And the event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock. Music, fun, and fellowship for four sober and clean days. Check it out by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com for more information. You can click right on the little symbol that says 12-Step Music Fest, and you'll find out more information. At the same time, if you're at the website and you want to check out other events, we have a list of other events that are going on. And, of course, a list of our sponsors that make this all possible. Thought for the day. I'm going to go through I got a couple of thoughts for the day. I'm going to roll through them through the next few hours. But the first one that I thought was the best was, I hope that someday I'm given the chance to be as loyal, loving, and forgiving as a dog. I thought that was pretty good, actually.
Amen.
Actually, you know, when you think about
considering what happened this weekend.
Absolutely. Poor Lucky. We won't get into that right now. And, of course, that was written by my buddy David Orse up there in Poquag. Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah. Thought for the day. And that was from 5:31:09. And David,
very cool.
We're gonna share some more of his insights here as we go through the night. And we'll be on from 9 to 11. So about every half an hour you'll hear a new insight from David, and we'll look forward to doing that. In the meantime, we got Franz behind the glass. What's happening, Franz? How are you, buddy?
Thumbs up.
Franz makes everything possible. He makes sure that we go to commercial when we are supposed to go to commercial. He's the one that makes sure that the signal is where it's supposed to be and makes sure that the Blog Talk listeners have a place to listen at. And, Dale, you know, one of the things that I have considered over the last several months of doing this is that, you know, Sunday night is all about recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about dealing with addiction disorders, and it's all about dealing with pain management and, you know, things that are relative to addiction.
And getting to the other side.
Correct. And, you know, it's I was chatting with my buddy David up there,
right.
And he was talking about how he had a back injury. And how he was dealing with this back injury was real simple. It was he was dealing with a back injury for months, and the Percocets and, you know, putting all the painkillers, not that he has an issue, he doesn't, but it's, you know, just putting all those toxins into your body day
right.
after day after day.
It can become an issue.
Oh, absolutely, it can become an issue. But one of the things that, you know, I look at today is that when we deal with issues, maybe physical issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, mental health as
right.
a whole, I think that it has to be dealt with as a whole. It's not just about putting a pill in our body and hopefully it'll get better. And it's about, you know, taking care of the whole mind, body, and spirit.
And I think that was a huge misconception.
Oh, for
that
years.
You go to the doctor and you mm-hmm. fix it with a pill. It's not quite that simple.
Absolutely.
But it certainly is very close to the truth.
And here's the thing. I mean, most doctors are the first ones to just say, here's a script.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, buddy. Write it out and go to see your pharmacist, and everything's going to be fine.
Time is money for those.
Absolutely.
Those folks.
Well, yeah, and again, I think that everything has its place in life, and I believe that, you know, even doctors writing scripts at the right time have to be written. I believe that, but I also know that, you know, there's a difference between somebody writing a script to help somebody and writing a script just because they got 15 other guys all standing in the office. And it's a pill mill.
Well, how about this? If the doctor even asks a question, by the way, are you in recovery, or have you ever had a substance abuse problem before I write this Percocet or Percodan?
They don't ask that question.
That's right. They're starting to.
Yeah.
Some are starting to.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is if you're sitting tonight and you have a problem, you have an addiction problem, like myself, you know, I came from underneath of a bridge, and it took me a good 27 years of, you know, dealing with hardcore addiction. It started out with a lot of fun, and it ended with horror. And for myself, when, you know, I came through that last 15 years of literal hell, and that's what I call it, it's that, you know, going to prison, going to jail, going to detoxes, going to treatment centers, And then getting to the point where, you know, the jails didn't really even want to take you anymore. If they picked you up on something minor, they just, you know, threw you back out because they didn't want to have to deal with you. And the next thing you know, you're sitting and you're under a bridge. You're hurting. You don't have nowhere to go. You've burnt all your bridges. Nobody wants to see you. Family, friends won't even let you, you know, flea dip the family dog. They won't, you know, step up in any way, shape, or form because you've burnt every bridge. If you're there right now, it's a Sunday night. Maybe you spent all the money. Maybe Friday you got that paycheck and, you know, you gave $2 to the wife or the family and you spent the other $2,000 and you just blew it over the weekend. Well, you know something, there is help. If you're committed to the one thought in your brain right now, and this is the only commitment you have to make, is like, you know, I don't want to have to go through this again, and you're sitting tonight and you're hurting, you can give a call. And we will do whatever we can to get you help. If you're a newcomer and you're hurting and you're not sure if you can get through the next 20 minutes or the next minute without using, you can do that. It's a moment at a time. It's a day at a time. You can work through any issues, mad, glad, or sad. You do not have to pick up a drink or a drug. And the more that you do that when you don't want to and you do it anyway, you start to build faith that you can do this. And you know something? When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about an understanding of coming from, I need help, I surrender, what do I do next? And we'll get you that information as we go through the show. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
And all the time I know, grant your love and
are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, or help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the show, and of course, we're sitting here live, and it is a wonderful night in Boca Raton, Florida, and of course, we're sitting here with Dale Henson. Myself, Dan Lubers, Chris Daughtry's in the house, First Step Sober House, and of course, we're going to be talking about recovery tonight, and we're going to be talking about, you know, surrender. How do we get to a point where we finally say to ourselves, you know, something after all the hurt and the pain and the shame, the guilt and the fears and the anxieties and, you know, I'm not going to be able to get sober. I'm not going to be able to get clean. And I've tried and I've tried and I keep falling short. Mm-hmm. Well, you know something, I think that it comes to a point, Dale, where you finally have to say to yourself, you know something, I'm either going to do this or I'm going to die.
Well, part of it, you know, John, I wanted to comment because you talked about, you know, where you ended up. You said where you came from was under a bridge. Well, that's not the truth. That's where you ended up. Right.
No, where
it,
I
but,
came
but that's
from,
how it feels. But that's how it feels.
See, here's the and again, I mean, that's a relative statement if you are a normal person. See, but as far as I'm concerned, addicts and alcoholics are not normal people. We don't have normal brains. We don't have normal thinking patterns. So for myself, coming from the bridge is where I came from, because my life really began on December 31st, 2006.
Agreed.
So I truly believe, if I look at it any other way than that, I start to get tied up in the things I lost, all the things
right.
I had, all that garbage. And you know something? I didn't have any of that stuff anyway. The dope man got it.
Well, the one point I wanted to make, though, was that when you're at that point where, and you mentioned, you burnt all your bridges, you don't have any family left. Well, the fact is you still do, but our perspective is that we don't. So this is the first step. And what we're telling you here, there is hope. There is hope. It's not all the way you perceive it. You got to get cleaned up a little bit first before you can see reality.
And I agree. And I think that, you know, the fact that, you know, there are certain, and of course, if you've been around for a little while, one of the things that starts to take place, amends start to happen in your life. And, you know, for an example, you know, my dad wouldn't pee on me if I was on fire, to tell you the truth. And, you know, something that relationship, if it ever comes back, that'll be one thing. But again, 3 years into my recovery, you know, he wants nothing to do with me. And
right.
I'm okay with that. But then again, I got a brother the same way. Wants nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I got another brother and a nephew and a niece and a mom and an aunt and a cousins and, you know, second cousins and all those people that want to have me in their lives.
Of course.
So they come back when they're supposed to come back.
Plus, you have a whole group of friends you never would have had before had you not experienced this, as bad as it was.
And the good news is, and this is the good news, and it's funny because I hear people say this all the time, if God had given me back my life, I really wouldn't. See, I'm glad that God gave me a new life.
Because it was an empty life before.
It's a new life, a new beginning. It's like becoming a new creature. And I'm a true believer of, you know, like I was in a cocoon for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And eventually I busted out of that cocoon and became a butterfly. And through that change, I had to go through that change. If I didn't go through that change,
butterfly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now
you gotta,
oh, they're the wings.
Yeah,
right, cool.
you gotta really see me
nice
to
colors
appreciate
too.
You know. A 230-pound butterfly.
Flapping his wings down to the keys.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, Dale, when you finally made a decision and you said to yourself, you know, enough is enough, what took place in your life that you said, you know, I'm done with this and I don't want to go there no more?
Actually, everything had to be stripped away. I was one of these drinkers that was able to maintain to a certain degree for 35 years. Never got a DUI. It's not uncommon. It's a little unusual, but it's not uncommon. And literally, I tell you that God had to get me, you know, my full and undivided attention had to be drawn to the problem. And everything had to be taken away. Now, much of it's been restored. You know, relationships, even with my ex-wife, I still care about her dearly, and you know, she doesn't hate me. But it had to be stripped away much.
Okay.
But it had to be all stripped away before I could see clearly. That was my story. Not that way for everybody.
You know, it's funny, Dale, that all my ex-wives feel the same way.
Every dang one of them.
Every one of them. Yeah. You know, I started thinking just the other day. I said to myself, you know, how many ex-wives do I have?
Well, look at all those things, the tattoos crossed off.
Yeah.
Mary, Ann, Sue.
Yeah, you guys, I remember, it was like I started like picking up ex-wives in different states. So you got to count by state how many ex-wives you have. Kind of like Luber's in there. Luber's never married him. Uh-oh. He's saying no, zero. He's got zero.
Now, trust us, when it's going on, we're making fun of it now, but when it was going on, it ain't funny.
He's working on number one right now. Come on now.
What's a work in progress?
So the reality of life is that we put ourselves in these jackpots. We get to the point where we end up, you know, getting past that point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
And we're stuck on stupid, and we stay there sometimes for years, and it's everybody else's fault. And we start pointing the fingers at the ex-wives, and we start pointing the fingers at mom, dad, the cat, the dog. Everybody else is at fault, but you're not looking at the one number one common denominator in all this stuff, self.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we come to a point where we surrender, we put our hands up in the air, and we say, okay, I surrender, I need help. And at that point, let the process take its course. See, because I was always good at surrendering, mm-hmm. but once I surrendered, I wanted the process to take the course that I thought was best for me.
Yeah. Well, it's I got to tell you, and I skipped over this part, that although I led a fairly normal life, one day my business, it was unrelated to my drinking, really. But 12 guys with bulletproof vests and guns drawn raided the business.
Hmm.
It was an aircraft parts business, and they thought we were doing something we weren't actually doing, but that was God's way of getting my attention because my life was so empty.
Was that like sticking cocaine in hydraulic hoses? Or?
It wasn't, actually. They had a perception that we were doing something. Honest to God, it was God's hand in this, to, in my opinion, to redirect us because my life was going nowhere. And that's the truth. I probably would still be alive today. Different circumstances, surviving, but this completely shallow, empty shell of a life. And so that was the blessing, you know, to wake me up. And truly, it was an awakening. I spent one night, you know, I didn't go to jail. That's somebody's, other people, that's their bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad place to get it, frankly, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I spent one night in the Fresno holding tank. The attorney came, and it was an experience and a half, but and it opened my eyes, but I didn't stop drinking, not until everything was taken away.
You know, it's amazing. I'm thinking about one night in a holding cell.
Mm-hmm.
I spent one night in a holding cell about 400 times, and here's the scary part. When you first go in, the first time you ever go to jail, you think to yourself, wow, this is horrible. I don't ever want to go through this again. And the second time, you're like, wow, this is horrible, you know.
But I'm getting better at it.
But you know something? I wonder what time chow is being fed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you start to become, you know, addicted to and desensitized to the process. And once you become desensitized to the process, then you become institutionalized.
We also we're delusional about this. We think because we survived the experience that we're survivors. But we're not survivors. We're not living.
Absolutely,
yeah, we're breathing, but we're not living.
You know, I remember going into. I remember the first time that I had a legal issue, and I remember going in front of the judge, and the judge ROR'd me. And then the next time I ended up in front of a judge, it wasn't so nice, and he sentenced me to 14 months of Florida State Prison. And I ended up going into the prison penal code. And you know something, when I went into that, I thought to myself, God, I don't ever want to go through this again. I got out of that and ended up having to do 2 years in Texas. Then I got out of that, came home, had to do another year here. By the time it was all said and done, it was easier for me because I had become desensitized to all of those things. And it became easier to just deal with, okay, lights out at 11, child being served at 3 a.m., by the way, and, you know, lunch being served at 9 a.m.
It ain't a good life, you know, but it's more simple.
But again, you get institutionalized, and you start to think that this is a way of life, and it's okay. And then when you get out, you know, you tend to, you know, just, you know, you don't care. You know, you just do what you think you need to do because you don't have any parameters set up. You're not really taught anything while you're there. You know the best time to watch Martin. You know what time Cops comes on, but you don't really know, you know, what you need to do to live life.
Well, and that's part of the trap as well, is we look at our own circumstances and we do say that, oh, well, you know, at least I'm not that. At least I didn't go to federal penitentiary. I didn't go to Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. Well, it's your own hell.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever your hell is, it's no worse or no better than anybody else's, but it's still hell.
Nonetheless. And you know something, I was reading something here that David had sent me in regards to hell, and I'm going to find that at our next break, and I'm going to actually, we're going to read that, because he basically alludes to the fact that there is no heaven or hell. It's exactly our conscience and where we are when we leave this earth. That's what our eternity is, our living hell or our living heaven. So if you've done real good with our lives, then so be it. We're going to have a really good, you know, feeling about life and feeling about ourselves if we leave this plateau. And at the same time, if we have been negative and abused people and been selfish and self-centered, then we're going to be stuck in that hell when we go to the next level of life, where, you know, life after. So I think that's apropos to what you just said, Dave.
Amen.
I want to thank our listeners. We're going to be back right after this commercial break. And, of course, we're going to have Chris D on. We're going to have Danny Lubers in the studio. We got Franz behind the glass. Franz is the man. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You've tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, you are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM out of Boca, and you're also listening on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk or at the website, and you can always check out all of our information at that website also. It is holistichealthtalkradio.com. Please check out the website. Check out our upcoming events like the one that we're going to be doing down in Sugarloaf Key live from the 12-Step Music Fest.
Yeah, man.
And you can also purchase your tickets there. And it is a camping event. I want to make that specific. We are going to be, it's a mini Woodstock. We're going to be rolling up on the 5th, pitching our tents. Well,
But no mud, like Woodstock. Well, you know, you got the water, the keys, the blue water, the sand.
Yeah, it's little, warm.
It's high
nice.
Class,
it's
higher warm. Class version.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you trying to say, Dan? Are you trying to say that like...
I thought Woodstock was a dump.
Oh, come on. I grew up up there, man.
Did you now?
Yes, absolutely. We don't want to say
well,
that.
Well, my apologies, but
absolutely,
I... No retraction.
Oh, you're killing me. Just remember Altamont.
But I will tell you this.
Just remember Altamont. I know you're from out there in California.
What are you
going to
do now?
Okay?
Attica.
You're killing me. I want to read you something. I think it's
Please.
Great. I believe... It's from the 6 month, second day of 09. And David Orsch wrote this. And again, my buddy from fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that, like, anybody of mine from fifth grade actually was able, and this is a guy that ended up with a really good life.
I was going to say, to have this much wisdom.
Unbelievable. He actually, he deals with nuclear energy, and he's like a nuclear
excellent
scientist or whatever he is. But he's
glows
like,
in the dark, does he?
Well, no, he's pretty good at making sure that stuff don't leak.
Got it.
But here's a guy that really produced something with his whole life, and you can see it in his writings, and one of the things that he wrote is, I believe that heaven and hell are not actual places, but a final state of mind caused by moral conscience. if we pass with a clear conscience, the belief that we have gone, we have done good through our lives, we pass into heaven. However, if we pass with a heavy conscience, full of guilt and misdeeds and wrongdoing, we pass into our own personally designed hell of guilt and moral reprehensibility.
With no opportunity to correct it.
Correct. Correct. Another fine, fine thought for the day by David Orsch.
And you know what? I buy into that completely. I'll tell you what. When I was in my depth, nothing really bad had happened yet, but I was sure that my mother was going to bury me because she was in excellent health. And when I took a plane trip, I had a fear of flying because I was afraid it was going to be cut short before I had the opportunity to make amends, which we talk about in 12-step work, but really to clear my conscience.
To make right the wrongs.
Correct. And, well, to have a fulfilled life to where I felt that I did some good.
Yeah, here's the, I think, my case in point is that if you're new and you're stuck with these things, because David puts it so eloquently here, that if you're stuck with these things in your mind that's saying, you know something, I'm never going to amount to anything, I'm never going to be anything, understand that when I first got clean, all I had was a 2,000-piece band playing in my head, and the amazing part was it was playing 15 melodies. So I was trying to decipher the 15 melodies that were going on in my brain with the same brain that got me into the problem. So I could not use the same brain that got me into the problem to get me out of the problem. I needed to have help from outside people.
Yeah, understood.
So through that, if you think about it, what you're able to do is it's the beginning steps in a journey, and I believe it's a day-to-day process and a day-to-day journey. So if you're new, you can turn those hell moments into heaven moments because they become the foundation of purpose that we build our new purposeful life on. So we might have been through hell that first 27 or 30 years of our adult lives, but guess what? We get to turn that around the day at a time and build purposeful lives off that ruin.
Well, that's right. As long as we realize that we're on the journey finally and part of life instead of sitting on the sidelines watching it go by, then we have that gives us hope. Mm-hmm. But when you just see it constantly marching by and you're sitting there, there is a total absence of hope and despair.
And it's scary because what you do is you just douse that with another chemical, you douse that with more alcohol, you douse that with more sex, you douse that with more gambling.
Whatever's available.
You know, whatever it is for you. And I think escape overall is what addiction leads up to. It's about escaping. I just want to escape reality. I might do it through gambling. I might do it from, you know, chasing, you know,
all the things
women,
you mentioned.
You know, I might do it for anything. But the bottom line is that if I don't start working on the core issues, I can't fix the outside without first fixing the inside. And that process, I believe, is an ongoing process.
It is, and it starts in a particular place, and that's sharing it with someone else.
Absolutely.
From my experience, what I've observed, nobody can do this from the inside out. It's got to start with a conversation somewhere, really, and that's what we suggest. And that's what those meetings you've heard all about, as corny and crazy as they may sound, it's a starting point.
And it's we're talking about the 12-step approach. In that 12-step approach, there's 212 12-step fellowships out there, from everything from Sex Anonymous to Gambling Anonymous to Christie Anonymous to they have just about every anonymous program out there that you can imagine. But again, one of the things that I suggest is you don't have to fall into a 12-step process to get help. There's no market cornered, I don't believe. I believe that you can go to your church or your synagogue, or you can go to
a therapist
or any other type of solution that might work for you. It doesn't have to be all wrapped up in what worked for me or worked for Dale.
It doesn't have to be. However, we will tell you that from our experience and what we have observed, the 12-step process seems to be one of the most successful.
Absolutely. Now, and again, I think it really comes down to a willingness, and I had to have some willingness. I had to be a willing participant. You know, if I kept showing up the way I was showing up and I wasn't a willing participant in my own life, but everybody was more willing than I was, And that's how my whole life was.
Right.
Everybody, all my friends were more willing than I was. I was not a willing participant in my own life. So I ended up getting all the same garbage that I always got, and all my willing participants that were more willing to do stuff for my life just started falling away. They wanted nothing. Hey, listen, if he ain't going to put as much effort into his own life as we're trying to put in for him, why should we even try? You get burnt out.
That's the reality of it.
And again, when you're sitting out there tonight and it's Friday night and you have that pocket full of money, and the next thing you know you're waking up and it's Sunday night and the wife's pissed off, the dog won't even come near you, you know, the kids, you know, hide when you walk into the room, you know, all of those things are taking place.
And you got to go to work tomorrow.
You got to go to work. You got no cigarettes. You got nothing. You got to go in. You got to bum cigarettes. You got to bum money from the guy next to you. You got to ask him to buy you lunch. I've been there. And if you're sitting there tonight and you need help, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 877-799-8773. Again, it's 877-799-8773. Now, here's the good news. That's not going to ring here at the station. It's not going to ring here.
Is
you're
that
not
the good news?
That's the good news. Because I know if you're sitting out there right now, you're like, I'm not getting on no radio show with these, you know. You're
confused
there kidding
for a
me. I gave you that number because that's a number that you can call. That is an anonymous number that you can call and talk with somebody that can get you help. You don't have to come on no radio show and blurt that garbage out because, you know something, I would have never done it. But you need something.
You got to start somewhere.
So there's a phone number, 877-799-8773. Call that number, and what we're going to do is do everything humanly possible to assist you in making a decision on what you want to do. You don't want it? Oh, well. We'll refund the misery. If you do want help, we'll help you walk through that beginning part of misery and help you get to a stable life, and that's what we're about.
And the people that you will talk to have been through it personally, not some book learned theory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, it is on a Sunday night. We have Chris D. sitting in the other room. He's waving
at me. Chomping at the bit.
Actually, you know something that's funny? Because Jan is on his way, by the way, everybody. Jan is on his way. He left Pompano about 9 o'clock. Oh, he's here now. Oh, okay. What, did he just pull in? He just pulled into the parking lot, right? That's amazing.
They're all looking at the security cameras.
Hold on a second, folks. Yeah, so Jan was supposed to be our first guest, and of course I've had to do this song and dance, which, you know, I don't mind talking, Dale.
And I don't dance.
And you don't mind talking, Dale.
Of course I don't.
So now we have Chris out here. So the next hour and 15 minutes is going to be back-to-back Chris D. and Jan. And Jan has an interesting story. He's a very, very eloquent man that deals with a lot of day-to-day operations of a business, but brings to an equation that he walked through the doors, decided that he didn't want to live the way he was living anymore, picked up one white chip, so, you know, mm-hmm. What we talk about down here, that means that he just decided that he was done, and he turned himself over to a power greater than himself. It was a program, and that 12-step program launched him into over now 20 years of recovery. Amazing.
That is a miracle.
Amazing. So Jan just walked in the room. We're going to go to a break. We're going to get him ready. We're going to get him set up. We're going to get him with some headphones on. And when we come back, we're going to have Jan talking to us about how he achieved over 20 years of recovery. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high costs and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road.
Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, "Sounds good to me." Yeah. I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and of course, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM. We can be heard every day, Monday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11. Of course, our tonight's sponsors are the Hanley Center of West Palm Beach, Jocko's Automotive, and of course, the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors for being a part of our show and making it possible. And every day we have a different sponsorship. There's usually three sponsors per every show. And we want to thank every one of our sponsors that make it possible for us to be on the air, to carry a message of hope. Most importantly, we have some events coming up that I want to mention again. If you're just tuning in, on November the 5th through the 8th, pack a bag, pack your tent, pack your Coleman lantern, and come on down to Sugarloaf Key. Myself and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting from the 12-Step Music Fest, which will be the mini Woodstock of South Florida. And if it doesn't work for you, you can always swim to Cuba. You're not that far away. Actually, 25 miles north of West Palm Beach and Sugarloaf Key. It's actually mile marker 20, if I'm not mistaken. And the event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock Music Fun and Fellowship. And that's 4 sober and clean days. You can go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and check that out. And you can click on 12-Step Music Fest. And you can do your pre-registration. You can hang out. I happen to have a gentleman, you know, as I was going through my life of turmoil, in and out, bouncing like an old rubber ball, you know, I ran across people in my life that, you know, just always God kind of strategically placed them there, boom, when they were supposed to be there, and were able to help me through those rough points. Even though I wasn't done yet, God put them in my life to make me see that people did love me and appreciate me, even though I was trying to kill myself a day at a time. So Jan S. is one of those people. And I had seen Jan for many years, and he was a steadfast at one of those 12-step programs that I went to. Now, we don't talk about particular 12-step programs. We talk about it as a whole because we don't want to offend any 11-step tradition or 11 traditions that are out there. So I can tell you that as a steadfast member of a 12-step organization, Jan was always there with a smile and a cheeseburger every once in a while and a good handshake and a good hug, and let me know that I was loved. And Jan came in back in 1982. Is that correct, Jan?
February 26, 1986 is my sobriety date, yes.
Okay. And you walked in, and we've been talking earlier about that surrender process. Walking through the door and throwing your hands up in the air and saying, listen, I'm committed to this thing, and I'm going to do what other people tell me to do because I can't get out of it. The same situation that my brain got me into. With the same brain.
Yeah, for me, I wasn't quite sure what I was willing to do, but I was sure that I did not want to drink or use. I wanted, no matter what it took, to get a day without a drink or a drug. And that's how it started for me. I wasn't sure what everybody else had to offer. I came from a very mean, hard place. And, you know, not unlike many others. And for me, coming into a room, seeing, say, 15, 20, 30 people looking like they're having a great time, not drinking and not drugging was different. You know, I didn't understand that. And I was trying to find what they found.
And when you seen that smiling, glowing face and everybody hugging each other and everybody, you know, saying it's going to be okay, if you're anything like me, you probably wanted to vomit.
Yeah, I came from a place where I wasn't quite sure. You know, I was looking to make sure they were straight, and I don't want to offend anybody else out there. But you know, I come from a very, you know,
very Philly type neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I hung out with guys. That's what I did. I just hung out with these guys. I showed up at these meetings, and that's what they kept telling me to do. Just keep coming back and not use in between. And that was the beginning. The beginning steps for me.
How difficult was that for you?
It was a total transformation of life. Getting a second sober was hard for me. They said to get a higher power. Mm-hmm. I used those guys in those rooms because I believed that my higher power from earlier in life had turned his back on me, and God, you know. Today I believe that God dropped me in these rooms, and these rooms brought me back to a new understanding and relationship with God, and I cherish that. And you know, I just keep walking this path. I keep putting one step in front of the other. I don't know how I got, I'm looking at, God willing, in February I'm coming up on 24 years.
That's
and
amazing,
I don't
man.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't.
And you don't look that old.
Yeah, I don't feel that old. God has blessed me. Life is awesome, and it's not because of any things. It's because of how I feel. I'm not running around trying to fill that void in my chest with, you know, other things, drugs and alcohol, and trying to fill that void that I could never get enough of, because I had that disease of never enough.
And you were able to build a life of purpose.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know how I got responsible. I mean, I always know how to cut the job, because I had to keep the job to get the money. In fact, I could keep a few jobs so I could get extra money, because I had to support my habits. But, no, just, you know, learning how to live life all over again was, you know, I looking back, it's hard to perceive, you know, just how it's done. But I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And that's what they told me, you know, to face my fears, to walk through anything that might be uncomfortable, and just walk directly through it. And I didn't walk through it alone. I had those friends that held my hands, that were there for me. Mm. And that meant the world to me.
I'm gonna read you something. I want you to tell me what you think of this, okay? Just tell me what your thoughts are on it. It's a thought for today. Mm-hmm. And it's, I believe that heaven and hell are not actual places, but a state of mind caused by moral conscience. If we pass with clear conscience and belief that we have gone, we have done good, you know, throughout our lives, we pass into heaven. However, if we pass with a heavy conscience filled with guilt or misdeeds or wrongdoing, we pass into our own personal, our personally designed hell of guilt and moral reprehensibility. And that was from David Ors from New York. What do you think of that?
Well, from listening to what you read, what stuck out to me was the cleaning the wreckage of my past. And I got through that with the help of a sponsor and friends, and I went through those 12 steps where I clean the wreckage of my past. And I'm a free man today. I'm a free man.
So you're not bound up by that insane, hellacious mind that we had when we got here?
Absolutely not. I'm free.
That's beautiful.
I can actually sit in a restaurant and not worry about where the door is.
Oh, you don't sit with your back against the wall.
I don't have to today.
Wow. When does that stop?
Somewhere,
about 10 years?
Somewhere in the middle of that step process. I don't know. When I was completely honest.
That's a beautiful
somewhere thing. In the third or fourth year, maybe.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
You know, it's always a pleasure to have guys around me that are part of course, my what I call support group. And a support group is built on people that you can relate to. You understand that they understand. Like, no kidding, these guys have been there too. I can listen to what these guys have been through. And when they don't have that strength that I might get on a conscious contact with my God every day, and sometimes I lack in that. Sometimes I have to pick up the phone and talk about what's going on and then share it with God. And it's amazing when I do those two things that I say, God, I'm going through this, and I pick up the phone and I tell somebody in my support group, this is what I'm going through. It's amazing. It all kinds of melts away, and God gives me that, you know, I get that strength again to go through whatever I got to go through. But I got to go through that combination of dealing with a human being and God at the same time, not just a pipeline.
Absolutely. I went through that today. I have things going on in my life. We always have something coming up and something we're dealing with. And I've had something that's been heavy on my heart, some things going on in my life and in my family life that's been disturbing to me. And I talked to my friends, my support group. I talked to my sponsor today. He had me go, you know, and I knew he was going to give me the suggestion. He had me go read Solution to Resentments on page 552 on praying for this particular person that they
for
have absolutely
weeks.
Everything. Three right. For me. I'm thicker than some.
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. My sponsor Friday night, I was at a 12-step meeting Friday night. My sponsor, I finally came clean about a three-week resentment that I've been carrying. And the first 2 weeks, I was like, it's not that big deal. I'm okay. You know, it'll go away. And I would pray for him every once in a while. But you know something? It wasn't going away. And I had to get down to root causes and conditions with it and actually inventory it and write down all of the things that I hated about the person, because that's how I was feeling. I mean, when you have that in your gut again, that's not a good thing.
Mm-mm.
So I had to get that stuff out, and I had to start dealing with it and understanding my part in the situation. I look at my part in the situation. You know, something that's freeing when I look at my part in the situation.
Absolutely.
What we're going to do is go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Jan more about recovery and life on life's terms and how mad, glad, or sad we don't get to pick up a drink or a drug today, no matter what. Thanks for listening. We'll be back right after this break. All right, welcome back to the show. It's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and it's on WNN 1470 AM and also streaming live on holisticlifestylesradio.com and, of course, blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. If you're just tuning in, we have a gentleman. His name is Jan S., and he is here with us tonight, and Jan has 24 years in recovery. Been working with a 12-step program for 24 years, and understands life on life's terms. We also have Chris D. in the room now. Chris was with us, and he's with the First Step Sober House, and Chris is also in recovery in a 12-step fellowship and has been around for about 12 years, a little over 12 years. He just celebrated his anniversary on the air with Judge Pollack last month.
That's me.
It was last month? Yeah, it was last month.
Yeah, that last month was only a few days ago.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm in my 13th now. Glass is almost full.
Really?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful. When's yours? October?
February. February 26, 86.
You said that at the very beginning of the show.
Yes, I did.
But, you know, I'll just keep coming.
That's okay. I have CRS.
We can't say that on
here. I know.
Yeah. Can't remember situations.
Right.
Absolutely. Now there's a lot of people out there saying, I can't believe you didn't cuss. Now, I want to read you something, and you guys tell me what you think of this. Now, you're a dog lover, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a guy, David Orse. He's from upstate New York. He writes these thoughts for the day, and it's really good stuff. And this is his thought for May 31st, 09. I only hope that someday I'm given the chance to be as loyal, loving, and forgiving as a dog. Make sense?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if you can get that kind of unconditional love anywhere else.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? I mean, when you think about it, when you stop and you think about, you know, I'll give you an example, okay? I hope PETA isn't listening, but I'm going to tell you what happened this weekend. Friday night, we come home, and me and Lori get out of the car, and she had picked me up at a 12-step meeting that I do on Friday nights at 10 o'clock in Pompano.
Right.
And I get done, and she picks me up, and she has the dog in the car. Now, the dog is in the back seat, and we get out of the car. I go to the back part of the house. She goes to the front part of the house. She thinks the dog's with me. I think the dog's with her. And I come in after, you know, doing what I needed to do in the back, and she's already asleep, and I get into bed. And next thing I know, I wake up the next morning, and the dog isn't in the house. So I'm thinking to myself, man, where the hell's my dog? You know, where's the dog? I start freaking out. I go to the back office. Maybe she's in there. Not in the back office. She's in the car. She's been in the car since 11:30 the night before. Okay? So I'm freaking now, okay? And I open up the car door, and the dog comes out, and she's got a smile. She's like, I'm so happy you finally let me out of this. And I felt so bad. And if Pete is listening, I didn't mean it. But again, I will go through this process, and this guy David sends me this, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, here's my dog 2 hours later coming up licking me and loving on me. And I'm thinking, you know something? If somebody had locked me in the car all night long, I would have been wanting to kill that person for 4 months. You know?
No, you would have driven that car someplace else.
Got a point. Got a point. We would have figured out the ignition somehow.
That's not where you were going with that.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But he brought me back to reality. Dale's handing up. He's holding up the handcuff signs. Yeah, Lori would have put out the APB on me. Are you kidding me? But it's amazing how if you I found in just watching my dog's behavior with me that, you know, something, she loved me regardless of such a, you know, a horrific mistake. It could have actually, if it, you know, she could have died in a car with heat and all of that. So do you believe that you can actually have that love for somebody someday?
I would like to be able to.
Are you striving
in some
for
sense,
it?
Yeah, I'm striving for that. Yes, I'm striving for that. Unconditional love. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know if between, yeah, I don't know if that's possible, but mm-hmm. But I strive for that.
Okay.
I strive for that.
How about you, Chris?
Oh, boy. I'm a father. Are you kidding me? You know, just thinking about what you're saying here, it's on the other end of the spectrum, punish a dog and see what happens.
Mm.
I mean, you know, beat on a dog.
Oh,
and
mean.
That dog will cower down and ask for, you know, forgiveness.
True.
And you know, I think about it like with my children. And, you know, what a great teacher of humility kids are, and our code, love and tolerance. Well, love. Forget the tolerance part. Yeah. It starts to wear thin after a while, but,
That's a good point.
And my, you know, I have a two-year-old, and I had to punish her because she needs to start learning that. She's in that terrible two stage that they say, and crying
that we
after,
were in for like 30 years.
Just didn't we got stuck. An everlasting
you
stuck,
never
right?
Absolutely.
But when she was crying for her punishment, she still came up and hugged me and didn't run away. Now, do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here. And I now have a justifiable resentment, and I get to play the victim, and I get to act out. I get to do all those things that my addicted mind tells me I should be doing, that my recovery has taught me to think.
Mm.
You know, and I animals and little children are great teachers. They're just absolutely the greatest teachers, because, you know, when I look at my kid, I teach my children prejudice. I teach my children those things that
hate,
we consider like right that, and wrong, those values.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And if I teach them the wrong things, then, you know, it's like programming a computer wrong. It's going to not work correctly, you know, and I have to be careful.
Downloading the wrong software.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, they're born perfect and pure, and we are the ones that corrupt them, because they are born in the image and likeness of our Creator. And then, you know, we put the human condition on it. And it changes everything, because we're fallible by nature.
So as you're going through life, as somebody, you know, that has multiple years now, both of you, of dealing with life on life's terms, where you have to love the unlovable at times that you really don't want to, how difficult is that for you to do? Go ahead.
I like I said earlier, I walk through situations. I just walk through them. I ask for help and guidance, and I walk through them. I have been attacked from, you know, various situations in life, and I learn to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get some insight as to where they may be from where I have been earlier in my recovery, and that gives me more strength and foundation of what that the correct attitude is. And the correct attitude for me is to pray for them and to know that things work out just fine as long as I just keep walking through them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I don't get resentments, but I have the tools that help me walk through them. You know, I do get them. I just had a situation and an exercise with my sponsor. It's the same exercises that I was taught when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
The same tools and exercises they taught me work, and I still use them.
Do you find the same thing?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, it's I have to remember that, you know, I was loved, you know, And you speak of that, the events that come up. I ran through life, and our literature talks about the tornado roaring through the lives of others, and we were tornado, tsunami, the whole nine yards mixed together. And people loved me, and they taught me that. And just like I was saying, every situation has its own avenue in which we have to walk through. I don't handle all the situations as good as I should, but I handle them better than I ever have, and that's the thing. That's where they talk about progress, not perfection, because I can't say, I'll be able to look at that and say, well, this is what I should do, because anybody can sit on the bleachers and be an armchair athlete and judge. Put yourself in that situation, and then see what happens when, like they talk about, there's going to be a point in time somewhere in our sobriety, our recovery process, where it's just me and God in whatever situation I'm in. There's no one calling a play in from the sidelines. There's nobody there to turn to make a phone call to. I'm stuck in this situation. Now what do I do? And like, Jan had said so perfectly, that this is where the tools that we learned early in recovery are going to be now put to use.
Give you a situation. And it looks like we're going to have to go to a break. But when we come back, I'm going to throw you guys a situation, and we're going to discuss it. And it's going to be about resentment. And it's going to be about justifiable, victimism, and also justifiable anger. And how can I, as a human being, get through that in recovery without picking up a drink or a drug? We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You've tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. Novo Life MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. Novo Life MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Novo Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With Novo Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Figure. We just went heavy metal on you. If you were waiting for a Clapton song, I'm sure right now you're falling out of the seat. I hope you weren't driving when that took place. But you know something, I got to tell you. That is a gentleman, his name is Eddie Day. And Eddie Day is, he's, of course, a great musician. And he gave me that CD last week. And I made a decision that the name of the band is Bitch Fire. That's it, Bitch Fire. So you might want to check that out. Actually, if you go on the website, it's bitchfire.com. You can check that out, and it's a great band, and they got some great cover stuff, and they also have a lot of their own originals, and that was a great song there, and I don't even remember the name of it right now. It's because I'm brain dead. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, and of course, one of our sponsors is sitting here with us, the firststepsoberhouse.com. Chris D. is sitting in studio with us tonight. We also want to thank Jocko's Automotive, and the Turkish Prince will help you any day with, of course, any automotive needs. We also want to thank, the Hanley Center. And most importantly, if you want to check out the Hanley Center, you go to hanleycenter.org, firststepsoberhouse.com, and also Jocko's Automotive on the corner of Andrews and McNabb. And the Turkish Prince will take care of you and all your auto needs. Now we're back. Now we're sitting here with Jan, and we're sitting here with, of course, Chris D. And we're talking about life on life's terms, and we're going to talk about an issue. And I'll tell you, one of these things I went through for the last 3 weeks, and you had mentioned it, and you mentioned it, resentment, victim, you know, and I came to find out recently that I am a willing participant in life. That usually when I put myself in a jackpot, even in recovery, that I have to realize that I'm making decisions as an adult, and I'm putting myself into these positions, and if I get hurt, then I had to know that that was part of making that agreement to begin with. And I couldn't be a victim, because of it. So I go through a situation where I had expectations were going to be met, and those expectations weren't met. And as soon as my expectations weren't met, what do you think happened, guys?
You got a resentment.
Imagine that.
And with that resentment, what did I become?
Resentful.
A victim.
A victim, absolutely.
So now I start to justify in my mind why it is a justifiable resentment. Is there ever any such thing as a justifiable resentment? Yeah.
Not today, but back in the day, it was me against the world.
Okay. So you see where this is going.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that I let it eat me for 3 weeks.
Consume you.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And it was finally at the point where I went to my sponsor and I said, hey, help me. You know, I need to work through this because I don't want to feel this way anymore. He was sleeping, the guy I'm talking about. He was sleeping. Life was grand. He was going on with his life. And I was the guy consumed, eating my gut, not sleeping at night, having the resentment, going through this. And again, you notice that part of me that says, you got 3 years. You shouldn't be going through this. And I said to myself, you know something? That's crap. You need to go talk to your sponsor. And I had to get that poison out and get that stuff out. Have you ever had or have you ever gone through that even at this point in your recovery?
I went through that today. I called my sponsor today, and he gave me my 552 resentment assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And, it still happens. Like I said earlier, it's the same tools that work today as before, and I keep doing them, and I ask for help when I forget.
Let me ask you, do you find that over time it gets, like, maybe shorter and shorter?
It's a lot easier.
Okay.
It's a lot easier, and a lot of things that used to set me off don't set me off today because I've learned from some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one today is very close to my heart. It's family, and, you know, those things go to the roots of the beginning of life. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think?
Oh, I think.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Shoot him.
That's what I was thinking for 3 weeks.
Mind, huh? Yeah.
I'll be back.
Well, I was, you know, the first reaction is never, you know, ask God for help and direction. It's always planning the demise.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, come on. That's why we want to make this whole South Florida a wasteland of our ill repute, right?
Yeah, we'd be riding around with a .50 caliber mounted to the top of the car.
Rat patrol.
But again, I mean, it's a relatively, you know, normal thing for just people in general to go through this. You couple that with a selfish, self-centered person like myself, and it's all about me, and the next thing you know, I have, I'm right for feeling this way. Don't you know who I am, you know?
Well, I mean, you had one over the past couple months that you were able to get through, mm-hmm. and, you know, and Jan said it perfectly yet again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I got clean and sober, that's what I was. I was a walking resentment, and I had 9 of them going on at the same time, and then I was looking forward to some more because all that did is allow me to sit in that place of being the victim, you know, and of course, expectations. Our literature talks about that, you know, placing expectations on humans is a surefire way for a resentment because we're fallible by nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one perfect being out there, and he's the one who's keeping score, you know?
Absolutely.
And I have them all the time. I'm carrying one I've carried for close to 2 years now, okay? And every time I walk in the environment in which I work in, which is in the courthouse, when there's a calendar call for a certain person and I don't know about it and I walk in that courtroom and I see him there, you know, I'm back at ground zero to a very tragic situation that happened in my life.
Sure,
you know, and I'm hoping that like everyone looks the other way for just. I'm not a selfish person. Give me 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 15.
It's gonna be horrible, man. It's gonna be a horrible feeling. Yeah.
And you know, is it justifiable? Well, it's there. And I could say yes, it is because of the situation. But it talks about that in our literature too. That dubious luxury that's best, you know,
suited for other men.
Right, the other, what are the earth people.
Yeah,
you know,
earth people.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You've been out with a couple of earth girls, haven't you?
I've probably dated one or two.
Yeah. I don't get them. I don't
get
them.
Started.
That's a whole different radio show, I think.
Yeah, we can spend 2 hours on that one, boy.
But, and so, you know, I have to turn around and walk away. And when I walk out and I stare out, you know, a window, and I'm like, please, just let me move on to the next whatever it is. Get something in my way, God, and get me out of this thinking. And, you know, I have a neighbor that I have a resentment for. And what do I do? Do I do what the old Chris wants to do, which is absolutely firebomb the house? And you know, but
he's joking, by the way.
Right?
He doesn't mean that.
Screw the door shut for
yeah,
gross smart
house. Right, man.
You know,
Larry, that's good thinking, ain't it? Good sober.
Don't listen to me, guys.
But you know, some of the good news is he don't act on it.
No,
today.
No, and so I have to weigh it, and you know, this is what my sponsor taught me is, Chris, you need to weigh the situation. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Well, sitting back in hindsight, no, you're absolutely right. It's not. Right there on the spot, it's an immediate gratification. You know, I feel good for the moment because I you know, I acted out on it. But what collateral damage have I created?
You then know, you have two problems.
Yeah.
The first one, and you just made another one.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Here's what I, you know, this is what I came to find out because I had to like inventory this thing and see. You know, this guy, David Orse, sent this from, I got to tell you, over the weekend, I was on Facebook, and one of the guys from my fifth grade class in Beekman Elementary School in Beekman, New York, we found each other. So there's like this big class reunion going on with Mr. Hollis this weekend, and David sends me these thoughts for the day. Now, I was saying every day for 3 weeks, and it's funny because these showed up after I spoke with my sponsor. And these are all, like, loving thoughts for the day, very, like, in gauging thoughts for the day. See, I was calling the person up every day that I had the resentment towards, and I was leaving messages of my thoughts for the day for him. See, I would call him up and say, I think you are a, that's my thought for the day, and I would hang the phone up. See, I did this every day for about 2.5 to 3
you
weeks.
You got to be right, didn't you?
Oh, and you know, the amazing part is now I'm not only in a position where I get to inventory the fact that what my part is, but now I get to make a 10th step amends for the fact that I called this man up every day and left him my thought for the day. Did I learn from this? I hope so. You know, but I do know that mad, glad, or sad, I didn't have the option to drink or drug. And here's the amazing part. The thought of drinking didn't come into play. The thought of going out and getting high didn't come into play. The thought of burning down his house did. But the thought of using did not. And that, for me, is a miracle. Because my M.O., as Chris says all the time, my M.O. is to cut and run. Cut and run, hell with all this, I'm done, see you later. I don't care who gets hurt in the aftermath. Oh, well, and I take that one situation and I blow my whole life up over it. If you're sitting tonight and you have that same type of thinking that we've been sitting here discussing tonight, and you couple that with alcohol and drug abuse, and you're sitting right now, maybe you're on the rack
because
you smoke too much crack.
Imagine that.
Then my suggestion would be that you make a phone call. We're going to have to go to a break, but here's the number, 877-799-8773. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a contact number that you can call directly collect. And I'm going to give you some parameters with that. But we'll be back right after this message.
Grant your love and let it grow.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center with 25 years experience change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds.
Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Amrit Method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the show, and of course it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are on WNN 1470 AM, and of course streamlining on blogtalkradio.com. Want to say hello to our Blog Talk listeners worldwide, people that are logging in. You know, we've been checking the stats every day. We've been averaging around 22,000 to about 2,500 listeners every day on Blog Talk. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in from all over the world. Man, they're coming in from everywhere. It's kind of amazing. I'm thinking to myself, what are you calling? What are you listening to me for? Gotta be nuts. But we have them, and they're listening to a good message. And in my belief, we have great people that make this process happen. And it has nothing to do with one host in particular, because I don't host every show. It has to do with the message. And the message that we carry is for people that are hopeless. Because everybody sitting in this room right now, I know personally, and I know at one point in their life they were hopeless. And you know something? They did something about it. What they did was they made a decision. And once they made that decision that they were in, their lives began to change because people, God strategically dropped people in their lives that was supposed to be there at the time that they were supposed to be there. And change started to occur for them. And they went with it. I want to tell you, if you're on the rack because you
smoke too much crack, baby,
then you need to make a phone call. And if you're at one of the correctional institutions right now in the local area, or if you're listening in a DOC facility and you're getting ready to be released and you don't have nowhere to go and you need help, or you're somebody that's locked up that's getting ready to be released over the next couple of days here in the local jail system, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's a not a toll-free number, because you can't call toll-free numbers from jail. At least you couldn't a couple of years ago when I was there. So you can call 954-946-4313. Again, it's 954-946-4313. Now, I'm going to let you know, if you're calling for a three-way or you're calling for commissary, I am not the guy to call. But if you are truly looking for help and you want help, we will make sure that help is available for you. All of the other callers can call 877-799-8773. Again, that's 877-799-8773. And again, you're not calling the radio station. What you're calling is a helpline that would be able to give you assistance, and we will make sure you get the help that you need. As we go out tonight, and we're going to be going out at around 5 of, we're going to be listening to Bitch Fire. We're going to let this whole song be played, and that's a while from now. It's Selfish Heart, and Bitch Fire is, of course, going to close out our night tonight. And Eddie D and the rest of Bitch Fire will be playing, and we're going to hear that whole song. And so if you don't like metal, turn off your radio. If you do, turn it up, because it's going to be a good one. Again, we want to thank Chris D from the First Step Sober House, and we want to thank Jan S. from breaking away from the Pittsburgh Steelers game to come on up and visit with us. And I know that was difficult for you.
It wasn't so difficult.
No, it wasn't so difficult. When you got here. When you finally got here, and you see my beautiful face.
That's why I got here late.
So let me, did you watch the Eagles today?
They were off this week.
Were they? An off week. So you actually watched the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I did. I was interested in the earlier game, the Saints and the Jets, but...
How'd that work out for you?
The Saints won.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how the Saints and the Giants play next week.
You know, it's almost... when I see somebody come in and they start talking that they're like an Eagles fan, but they'll watch Pittsburgh, or, you find somebody that is a New England Patriots fan, and they'll actually watch like the Dolphins games. You know, that's
being an avid Eagles fan, I'm looking for the next week. I'm looking for a lot of injuries. Nothing permanent.
Just, loving Thomas, buddy.
All right.
How does that spiritually work out?
Football's football.
Now, Chris, wait a minute. Now, I need to hear this, because the Patriot fans. I know, the real diehard guys from up there in Massachusetts, they would like to bring like a scope and a rifle on the field with them for some of their games.
Listen, when football's on, recovery ends.
Okay.
You don't need to hear that here, but it's like when I'm driving down the road, I leave my program in the trunk because I want to be right.
Oh, my God. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, well, I watched the Dolphins.
Hey, Dale, we need to get Chris... We need to get Chris, maybe together with Christy or somebody.
Yeah.
So let's finish this up on a serious note. And when I talk about serious, of course, it's Rule 62. Don't take yourself so seriously. But on a serious note, if you had anything to say to a newcomer that was listening tonight, somebody that is sitting on that couch right now, they've been like hammered. They're coming out of it. They don't know what to do. What would you say to them, Jan?
First thing I would say is there is a life beyond your wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. You got to give yourself a break. I was told to take 90 days to give this thing a chance. And that starts with entire abstinence for me. Entire abstinence. And it says about that. That talks about that in one of the books.
And that's weekends and holidays.
That's weekends, holidays,
and football
nights.
Games.
Evenings, football games. Yes. Yes. And, it's just, what to tell them. I ask them questions, because I don't like to tell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them, are you done? Mm. Are you done? Because there is no beginning until you are done. And then we can begin talking the solution. But first, are you done? Are you done smoking that crack? You know, I don't want to get into all the...
Yeah, the things.
All the things. But, you know, if you're done and you think life is hopeless and there is no possible way to get through anything without it, but you don't want to take it anymore, drink or drug, then you are willing, and that is the beginning. Then we don't pick up and we get a support group. We find a higher power that's not me, and then we have hope. We have hope because there's a beautiful life out there without it.
You sit here and you listen to us laugh and joke around, and we find humor even in the most seediest things and craziness of our own thinking. But you know something? We don't take ourselves seriously today. We do take our program serious, and we take our recovery serious. And no kidding, if you don't, you're a dead man, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a guy call me today, tell me about how the career that he's in was in the dumps, and it was costing him money, he was going nowhere, and he was getting ready to drink over it. And he called me in the middle of my ball game. You know, and my first reaction was like, dude, I'll call you right back. You know, game's on. But I put the TV on mute, and I had some dialogue with him, you know, and I would rather have seen him face-to-face, but he sounded on the fence, and the best that I could offer him at that time was, you know, that there is a solution. There is a solution, and do you want to continue to feel the way you do? Because if you do, then you need to hang the phone up. If you don't, then we got something that we can work with, and that, that goes into right. that idea of being done, because it tells us very clearly in our one of the chapters of our literature, and they call it working with others, that although a person might be, you know, down in the dumps from and still smarting from last night, or maybe you know
Friday.
As Friday turning into Sunday, and there's too much month at the end of the money, you know, and all the other things that...
Too much weekend at the end of the month.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and they're just listening for ear to bend, then it's time to move on, you know.
So basically you're not gonna be the coddler of somebody's sprees.
No, absolutely not.
Go ahead.
It tells us that we don't want to waste time with that prospect. And the reason being is that we might be interrupting something or giving him a reason to run away from us, and he might never come back because it might spoil later opportunity. Here I am. This is what I want to talk to you about. This is what I have to offer. Look at what I can identify with you. I was just like you, and this is what I did. Oh, you don't want to hear that. Well, you know what? I'm not going anywhere, so call me.
When you're ready.
Exactly. That's what I. That's the question I have. Are you done? Call me when you're ready. And we have a few friends that I know you know also, and that's what I've said. And some of them have left town and they went to go take care of some things they needed to take care of up in Jersey, some legal problems, and they're done with their using and drinking, and now they're trying to get their life back in order, and because they've seen it works for other people.
And do you feel that when you get that phone call? Yeah, I'll give you an example. You know, for myself, I was in and out for so many years that when I went to my sponsor, Jimmy Day, and I said to Jimmy, "Hey, Jimmy, I want you to be my sponsor, and I don't want to use." And Jimmy was like, "Yeah, I'll tell you what. Call me for a month. Still calling me every day for a month, and you're engaged in your recovery." And I see that engagement, I'll work with you.
And he probably immediately called the bookies up on the bet.
Absolutely. But you know what? I think he actually held his own line, knowing Jimmy. But again, I had to go through that process because I was the boy that cried wolf for so many years, please help me, please help me, please help me, that when I truly was really done and good and done for all, as our literature says, and one of the co-founders of the 12-step program said, if you're good and done for all, then this is a way that you can live. And I got to that point, and I made that phone call. I still had to prove myself that I was serious about this thing. And I believe that even back 75 years ago in the 70s, it was even worse back then. Because when somebody came into the fellowship back then of the 12-step fellowship, they made them run through some hoops.
Well, back then, the bottoms were, you know, totally different. You had to be the kind that have to go away to a mental institution.
Psych ward, yep.
Psych ward. That's what they were looking for. They weren't looking for a person.
Flight decks.
Right. And that's like three steps beyond where most of the people that we see are.
Well, we can lift the bottom, and I think it says that later on in the literature, that we lift the bottom to meet the bottoms of people today. We're going to have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. I love talking recovery, and I'm sure you love hearing about it, and we'll be back with more right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success the all-natural, holistic way.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
You know, I love this place. Welcome back to the show. It's WNN 1470 AM, and of course, it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And we are in studio with crazy people like myself, Chris D, and Jan S. And of course, we are not a glum lot by no means. And Rule 62 applies just in about everything we do but our recovery, because our recovery is a serious thing, and helping others is a serious thing, and being committed to our recovery, being committed to a life of honesty. You know, it isn't like the cash register honesty, that's part of it, but it's the self-honesty, the self-appraisal honesty that I have to say, you know, something.
Well, that's why you have that word honesty three times in the first paragraph of that one section called How It Works.
How It Works. What's that? Honesty? Open-mindedness?
Honesty.
Yeah. Yes. Three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also used to say in the literature way back when, it used to say we would have a honest desire to get sober. And they brought out the honesty because they didn't think that newcomers might be able to handle that honesty. You agree with that?
I agree that newcomers, like myself, took a while to comprehend what honesty was.
So you were getting ready to say something that before we went to break in regards to lifting the bottom to be able to meet another person's.
Yeah, we were talking about lifting the bottom and where that bottom might be, and that bottom is whenever we're done. Mm. It doesn't have to be deceased, because that's where the bottom is for some. It doesn't have to be in a gutter. It could be that you just felt uncomfortable drinking a wine one day, and that was enough for you. You just didn't feel comfortable with it. Hmm.
So major catastrophes doesn't have to take place in your life to understand you got an issue.
No, my understanding is once you feel like you're done, that's a good bottom. But it's a warning to take advantage of that sign.
Okay.
Because you could have a lower bottom. Which could include deceased.
Absolutely.
I've seen too many. This is a life and death disease, and it's very sad that some don't make those changes, make those decisions, and make the changes.
You know, it was amazing. I was sitting, I think I had about 8 months or 9 months, and I was at a memorial service for a gentleman, Marina Mike, if you remember him. Mm. Marina Mike died sober.
He was my grand sponsee.
Died sober. Unbelievable to me, man. And, you know, I was sitting there, I was 8 months clean, 8 months sober, and I was watching this memorial service, and I was thinking to myself, wow, what a concept, because everybody I knew in my whole life, they just died of addiction. But to see somebody die that went out in recovery, and people talked about glowing episodes and laughter and celebrated his life. You know, Karen, there was a bunch of people that I ended up going through this process with, and now, of course, we want to give a shout out to, of course, Ed Holland and his family, and our condolences.
Yeah, and wife, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. And yep. We just want to give a shout out to them and let them know that, you know, Ed is in our prayers. And we love the fact that, you know, every day I got to hear for many, many years that he loved us. And he said that when he would finish, talking about whatever he happened to be talking about at that moment. That he's going to love us in spite of us wanting him to love us or not.
And absolutely.
And that was always a beautiful thing, and he was a big part of my recovery, and I want to give a shout-out again to Mary Lou and to the Holland family.
Yeah,
God
condolences,
bless you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm. And more will be revealed on that. You know, I think they're going to have some memorial services and things going on. Chris, at the end of the day, and we're going to finish up with you, because we're going to have to go out real quick here, but... because we got bitch fire on deck.
Must be a priority.
Yes, absolutely. What do you feel that you could say to a newcomer listening right now that, you know, within the next minute, how they could get help if they needed it?
Well, a minute?
Yeah.
I need about 3 days.
Your phone number? And
well, you can always contact First Step at 954-942-7414. And just like... John was saying, if you're in custody and you're on the rack because of too much of that hard white or the alcohol, whatever the case may be, you know, and you're looking for change, you can call Collect at 954-942-7414. We're right. always there.
And you know something, Chris will be back next week. Chris always comes up on Sunday nights. We love when Chris comes in. We always have a good time.
Yeah.
Jan might come back if Pittsburgh isn't playing. But that's right. He likes the Eagles. I forgot. It's an off week. He'll be watching the Eagles next week. We know his priorities. We'll talk to you next week. And by the way, just to keep you updated, Bitchfire is going to be playing here in a second. And I want to also let everybody know that every day above dirt is a good day. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow's show starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WNN 1470 AM. Have a great night.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.